Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 24th day of September. Today we're reading Luke 1, 51-70, and we're reading the easy-to-read version. He reached out his arm and showed his power. He scattered those who are proud and think great things about themselves. He brought down rulers from their thrones and raised up the humble people. He filled the hungry with good things, but he sent the rich away with nothing. God has helped Israel, the people he chose to serve him. He did not forget his promise to give us his mercy. He has done what he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then went home. When it was time for Elizabeth to give birth, she had a boy. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord was very good to her, and they were happy for her. When the baby was 8 days old, they came to circumcise him. They wanted to name him Zechariah because this was his father's name. But his mother said, "No, he will be named John." The people said to Elizabeth, "But no one in your family has that name." Then they made signs to his father. "What would you like to name him?" Zechariah asked for something to write on. Then he wrote, "His name is John." Everyone was surprised. Then Zechariah could talk again, and he began praising God, and all their neighbors were afraid. In all the hill country of Judea, people continued talking about these things. Everyone who heard about these things wondered about them. They thought, "What will this child be?" They could see that the Lord was with him. Then Zechariah, John's father, was filled with the Holy Spirit and told the people a message from God. "Praise to the Lord God of Israel. He has come to help his people and he has given them freedom. He has given us a powerful savior from the family of his servant David. This is what he promised through his holy prophets long ago." So if we look at Zechariah, he didn't believe what the angel Gabriel told him about how his son John was going to be a great man for God. And because of that, God made him not be able to speak until the baby was born. And whenever his son was born, everyone wanted to name his baby John after his name. They wanted to name John Zechariah. But then he used all of his power to tell them, "No, name him John." He asked for something to write on, and he wrote John with faith, because that's what the angel told him to name the baby John. And when John had faith, the Holy Spirit came in him, and he was able to talk again. I think that shows a lot, that if we truly believe, and we truly have faith and believe in what God tells us and shows us and tries to get us to know, the Holy Spirit will come into us and fix anything that's broken or not working inside of us. So let's pray that we will believe what God tells us to do. Dear Jesus, please help us to just focus today on believing. Help us to have belief in our hearts, belief in our brains, and belief in our soul for you, and to obey you and to listen to whatever you said. Whatever you say to us, help us to listen and pay attention and take it to our hearts and in our minds and in our soul. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.